Netflix counters Paramount with all-cash proposal for Warner Bros. Streaming titan Netflix adjusted its offer for Warner Bros. Discovery, according to a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filing on January 20. Netflix now says it will pay all cash for Warner Bros. And HBO, rather than a mix of cash and stock, citing its strong cash flow. The company is offering $27.75 per Warner Bros. Share for the entertainment empire's film studio and streaming assets. CNN and other channels owned by Warner Bros. Discovery will transition to a separate entity called Discovery Global. A Netflix-Warner Bros. Merger would deliver the best outcome for investors, consumers, and the entertainment industry, says Ted Sarandos, co-CEO of Netflix. Together, Netflix and Warner Bros. Will deliver broader choice and greater value to audiences worldwide, enhancing access to world-class television and film both at home and in theaters, Sarandos said in a statement. The acquisition will also significantly expand U.S. production capacity and investment in original programming, driving job creation and long-term industry growth. David Zaslav, president and CEO of Warner Bros. Discovery, suggested the amended offer brings the two companies closer to inking an agreement. Today's revised merger agreement brings us even closer to combining two of the greatest storytelling companies in the world, and with it, even more people enjoying the entertainment they love to watch the most, Zaslav said in a news release, keeping Paramount at bay. The move could potentially fend off Paramount Skydance's repeated hostile takeover bid. Since early December, Paramount has made several attempts to acquire Warner Bros. With an all-cash offer of $108.4 billion. Higher than Netflix's initial proposal of $72 billion, $23.25 in cash and $4.50 in Netflix stock for each outstanding share. The Warner Bros. Board of Directors has instead urged stockholders to rebuff the proposal, saying that the Netflix deal is superior since it is less leveraged and far more likely to be approved by regulators. Warner Bros. Noted in its filing that Netflix maintains an investment-grade credit rating, while Paramount's debt is classified as junk by S&P and may face additional financial and regulatory strain. Additionally, the board has noted that the Netflix deal offers shareholders greater value because they would retain a stake in the separately traded Discovery Global. They had previously expressed disappointment that technology billionaire Larry Ellison did not have a greater presence in negotiations. However, Paramount later amended its offer and confirmed that Ellison, the father of Paramount CEO David Ellison, would back the deal. Last week, Paramount filed a lawsuit against Warner Bros. After the entertainment giant rejected its offer, arguing that it did not provide shareholders with sufficient financial disclosure. Paramount's tender offer expires on January 21. In addition to securing support from stockholders, the companies also need to garner approval from lawmakers. Officials on both sides of the aisle, including President Donald Trump, have voiced concern about a possible Netflix-Warner Bros. Merger. Market snapshot. Shares of Netflix rose by more than 1% following the news, while the Warner Bros. Stock slipped by about 0.3%. Paramount shares fell by nearly 1%. Market watchers think Netflix is a steal for investors, as it trades firmly below its 52-week high. The stock has fallen about 15% since the company unveiled its plan to acquire Warner Bros. The business at Netflix is doing fine, and the stock is just on sale because of the Warner Bros. Situation, Eric Clark, chief investment officer at Acuvist, said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. The overhang will be removed whether they get Warner Bros. Or not, and once the merger uncertainty clears, the arbitrage players who are long Warner Bros. And short Netflix will pack it in. Netflix should move sharply higher after that. The broader stock market was deep in the red as traders returned from the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, with the leading benchmark averages falling by more than 1%. Evgenia Filimonova contributed to this report.